This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Saturday morning, and get that cup of coffee and get ready for the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where, Chris, every week we're here and we're doing life together with our listeners, and we're just really glad that they joined us again.
That's right. It's always great to have our listeners with us on Saturday, and we love to have your comments and questions on Facebook. Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, and on Twitter at Dr. Linda Helps, and we want you to use that social media to answer our weekly question, and you can become a part of the show.
That's right. And you know what? They can't see us. I wish we had one of those cameras in here, although that could be scary the way you're dressed today. But
that's right, yeah. This is not very fashionable
today. It's Saturday. That's hey, right. You know, it's loose and that kind of thing. But you're way apart from us. We have a different configuration.
Right.
We have Jamie on the board today, somebody mm-hmm. different, and we're in a different studio, and you're like 20 miles away from me.
Of course, you may feel safer being a little further away.
But now, if I start yelling,
project across the room. And Dr. Linda, you have a new book. It's called We Need to Talk. It's a book about relationship conflict. Make sure to get a copy for yourself or your friends. And each week, you can go to the blog at myfaithradio.com. And the topic always relates to this week's show.
What happens, just so our audience understands, there's a blog that relates to the topic of the show. So you can go back and listen to the show again. The shows are archived. And if you just click on myfaithradio.com on our show, you will see that blog there. And sometimes it's good. I've had people tell me that they kind of recaps some of the points that we're mm-hmm. making on the show that they wanted to remember. So it's a good read.
And inevitably, each week we run out of time.
I know.
And that content is in the blog.
We always have so much we want to talk
That's
about.
Right. And this week we're talking about texting.
That's right. Does texting hurt or help your relationship? I was thinking about the topic today, and do you remember about a year ago when the woman fell headfirst into a fountain when she was shopping? You remember that went viral? It was all
Did
over the...
Did you see her do it?
I saw the video. I wasn't with her at the shopping center. Maybe you remember the 15-year-old who fell into a manhole cover.
Oh, wow.
You know, one of those manholes was open. Mm-hmm. He didn't see it, and he just went flying into it. Fortunately, neither of them were hurt terribly.
I was going to ask, were they okay afterwards?
They were okay. But they were texting, and that was the reason that they did that. According to doctors, more accidents involve pedestrians because people are not paying attention and they're actually texting. And in fact, in the latest statistics from the American College of Emergency Physicians, they actually put out a warning the emergency physicians due to the rising number of accidents that they see in emergency rooms from texting. Is that crazy?
See, it used to be chainsaws and knives. Now it's texting.
Watch out
phones.
For your text, right? But that's a little bit because people are just obsessed with their phones. I'm one of those people, mm-hmm. I have to say, I love my iPhone. We're talking about romantic relationships today. And really, the big question that we're asking here is, does it help or hurt? I recently was walking a friend through a very difficult divorce. In the divorce settlement, she had to produce all her social media.
Wow.
Yeah, every single text, every single email, and while she didn't have anything to hide, every text and email and social media page was ripe for review for that relationship.
So they can subpoena your your texts.
Isn't that crazy? In fact, family law attorney Christian Badali, he's a partner at Weber Gallagher, and he says, if you're going through a difficulty in your relationship, shut down your social media. He tells people that specifically because it can be used against you. Social media has been used to determine a person's state of mind and to show evidence of action, time, and place and communication between people. Mm. So that is not a good thing.
And that has been used in my marriage, by the way.
Against you?
I said this. No, you didn't. Here's what you said and when.
Ooh.
She pulled the text out.
Pulled the text out.
Right.
Well, you know, that probably wouldn't be such a bad thing in terms of maybe reminding you of things.
Right.
But I think people need to be very careful of what they put on a text because of this. We're hearing a lot about emails in the news these days with Hillary Clinton and other people, but certainly with your romantic relationships, we're going to look at the pros and cons of, should you do this in a relationship? Is it a good idea to use texting? Does it really improve your relationship, or does it hurt your relationships at times? So we're going to take a look at that and see what our audience thought and also what we know from research.
And you'll get into the differences between texting and face-to-face communication.
Right. And, you know, this is important because we deal with texting not just in our romantic relationships, but also our work relationships. And sometimes when we're upset in our families, we might take it to work or vice versa. We might be upset at work and then come back and say things to our families. And maybe we're texting back and forth and those boundaries get really blurred. And then somebody sees something at work that's very upsetting. So, again, always think when you're texting that that could be used in a public way.
You have a statistic here that says a staggering amount of people text their romantic partner multiple times a day.
Yeah, 82% of young adults. Now, this is the younger generations, not so much the older generation, but 82%, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily translate into a better relationship situation.
Well, that's the issue, and that's why we're talking about this, because just because there's constant texting going on, it doesn't mean that you're deepening the relationship and you have a lot of connection with that person, but it doesn't translate into a greater relationship bliss. And so if you're relying on that solely to really have deep communication with a partner, you might want to rethink that and do some face-to-face work.
Tough words. Sometimes it's easier to send a text.
Was it a text? I was just going to say, tough words in the text or in person. Yeah.
And that was face-to-face. And sometimes it's easier to approach the person on the cell phone, but yet a face-to-face conversation is more healthy. And that's the point you're trying to make on this program.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why people do use text sometimes, is because it might be easier to do it and really think about your words rather than having to do it face-to-face. But, you know, sometimes I wonder, is that a true representation of what the person is feeling and thinking and how they would truly act in a person-to-person relationship? So we have to think about all that.
Well, this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for joining us again on this Saturday morning. Is texting helping or hurting your relationships? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
When I am in a friend's home and they are texting with someone not present, I feel detached from relationship and not as involved.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder, what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
Regarding romantic relationships, I think that texting can be used as a fantastic tool. My husband and I use it to communicate more consistently and more effectively. So when we are apart, I think that texting is a fantastic way to flirt or to engage with one another.
I say if you're going to be romantic about it, do it face to face. Don't hide behind a telephone.
Well, welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about texting. Does it help or does it hurt your romantic relationships?
And there are some pros and cons related to this topic.
We just heard a comment from a listener about texting. What do you think? The man is saying, no, it needs to be face-to-face. And the woman in that comment was saying she thinks it's terrific.
See, the man knows his weakness, and men are terrible communicators, so if you put a phone between the two of them, he says, no, this has to be face-to-face.
So do you do that? Do you do that with your wife?
Do
you use texting to flirt?
No.
No, so you wouldn't do that?
Business only.
Really?
Because I will get myself into trouble.
Okay, so maybe that's what he's thinking about, because I tend to agree with the woman, so we're coming right down here on gender lines, aren't we?
Well, see, it's like Janelle, she said texting can definitely add a little sugar and spice.
See, she's got that flirting thing going too.
Right, and Annette says the same thing. I love the sweet texts my hubby sends daily throughout the day. Many are encouraging as well. It's been more of a blessing than being a negative.
Hmm.
And then Jill likes the sweet nothings, too.
So somebody, some male is texting those women. Their husbands are texting them during the day.
Right.
And they're winning with that, Chris.
Well, good for them.
Not convinced. I think romance can be enhanced by sending a loving text during the day. I think if you send a quick, I love you, or I'm thinking about you, or you're terrific, that can boost the mood of your partner. It can show affection during the day. And interesting, if you look at the data here, people who receive loving messages report high satisfaction with their relationships. Texting can be an effective way to enhance romance.
Right.
And so I would tend to agree with the first person. Just remember that what you can say can be recalled at some later date.
Right,
so always think public consumption. If you're getting a little too dicey on those texts, you may find those to be embarrassing at some point.
Right.
But
now,
especially if there's a breakup.
Now, Carrie is a little more apprehensive. She says, it depends on what's being said in the text.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, is it a good idea to give that boost during the day, to give a little bit of romance?
Mm-hmm.
Texting, as long as it's short and it's not really, I don't know, the word would be sensual, or it's getting to the point where it's a little bit racy.
Right.
And then again, do you want to pull that up at some point? If you're in a romantic relationship and you haven't married that person yet, those texts could be pulled up in a later relationship and looked at. So you might want to think about that.
Now, texting does provide a quick, easy response.
It does. And I think it's good for that. Now, another of the pros that I really think is important with texting is that sometimes you just can't talk. My husband will text me, I'm in the middle of a meeting, something else is going on, I just can't get to him. But I can sit in the meeting and do a little bit of texting just to say, in a meeting, I'll get back to you. Or even sometimes I can just answer it very quickly. So texting provides a really quick and an easy response. It's a way to communicate when you need an answer, or you need to just tell the person that you can't talk.
Right.
Now, don't abuse this, because there's nothing more irritating to me. I don't know if you've been in these meetings, and you're talking to someone in a meeting, and suddenly you see them. You can't see me doing this, but I'm looking down, and I'm looking at my phone, and you can just tell that the person is texting.
They're not paying attention.
Right. So you can't abuse that.
Well, maybe they're multitasking. This is one of the points you make. You can get more done and communicate while taking care of other tasks.
I know that that's a pro, and that's one of the things that people have said, that this allows me to keep multitasking and communicating with the person but still do other things. But we know that when you do other things and you multitask, you're really not attending as well as you should be, and you're losing information, and you're not paying attention. So in some ways, I don't know, that's on the pro side for me, but I think I'd be very, very careful about that.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show on this Saturday. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about texting and whether or not it is a good idea for your relationship. Katie says you can stay connected to someone and share personal things on a regular basis.
So it's a connection point. I think, especially when you're apart, now I'm thinking of a lot of the military people who use texting. A lot of times when people are traveling overseas, you can use the IM function of messaging and it doesn't cost anything and you can stay connected. So I think when you're apart due to distance, texting definitely keeps you connected and it allows you to impart information as well as communicate about your relationship. So it's really an easy form of staying connected in an easy way, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, especially when someone gives you directions to where you're going. I won't remember that.
Yeah, but if you have it written down on your phone.
Right.
Well, that's one of the big pros, is that if you're making plans and you text definitely gives me the date, the time.
Right.
And then, of course, a lot of us are so dependent on our phones for directions that if somebody is giving me the address, I'm certainly going to use that and get on my Siri and find out where I'm going. So that's a real plus, I think, for texting in a relationship, especially when your plans are changing constantly.
Women who text report a higher quality connection with their partners. How does that affect long-distance relationships? Is that even possible to have that relationship
via text? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, think about it. I mean, in the olden days, and then people are going to be like, really? You had to send mail. I mean, remember mail? And remember that you've got mail, even email. You know, it's a way of keeping that person in your life on a more instant basis. I think for people on deployment and people that have businesses where they have to travel and they're apart, texting is really one of those very important ways that people stay connected. You can be in the middle of anything and get a text and say, hey, your son is saying goodnight to you tonight and wants to give you a kiss. And the child can use an emoji or something and give you a kiss on the text, and it feels like you're there for the moment. So I think it can be very positive in that way.
But gender does matter. And that's where we get into the other side.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the pros and cons and the way women and men use texting differently. You mentioned that women who text report that they have a better connection with their partners. It's interesting that women use texting to apologize a lot.
Wow.
That is not something that men use texting for too often. Of course, does that mean men don't apologize?
No,
I don't think that's what it means.
It means we would be texting all day.
Well, women do use it for apology. Women also use it to work out a problem.
Right.
So they're giving you that information, they're trying to problem solve, and they're trying to bring up issues that they want to deal with later. If you see that on a text, Chris, and I'm your wife, and I'm telling you that there's an issue here that we need to talk about, this is kind of my book, We Need to Talk.
Yeah, We Need to Talk, right.
You see that on a text, is that a positive thing for you?
No. We Need to Talk in a text means stop what you're doing and either call me or hurry home.
Well, what if she says we need to talk later and I just want to remind you and I'm just going to tell you that in a text? Would that be negative?
Don't know. Depends on what's being said.
If she just says, I have something I really want to talk to you about tonight, I don't want to forget, so she's just texting you, would you take that negatively?
Let me reference what Sarah says.
All right, go ahead. Says, bring someone else in.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Sarah, help us out. She says, a small part of any communication is words. Tone and body language are key, and texting eliminates that. So Sharon may want to talk to me, but if I can't see her face, I have no idea what's coming.
Sometimes when you see those words, we need to talk, most people assume that that's going to be a negative thing and that they're in trouble or something bad has happened. That's what you would do?
And
you would assume?
You can't discern that in a text.
Yeah. So you'd be a little nervous getting that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's interesting. Gender matters because women think that that's a good way to connect. You got to pay attention to this because for men, this falls into a negative, and you're telling me that that's accurate.
I would think so.
Okay. So I guess we won't need to text our problems.
Let's just chat about it. Yeah.
What about the apology part? Would you be okay with that?
If I received an apology over text?
Yeah. From your wife. She said, oh, Chris, I'm so sorry. I was kind of rude this morning. I didn't want your day to go poorly. I just want to tell you I'm sorry. Would that be negative?
I guess I would appreciate the effort.
You could have told me that to my face
before I left.
Yeah, you'd rather have that in person.
Just like the other man said on our comments here.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then I guess it isn't as positive for men, and that's one of the gender differences. And when we get farther into the cons, there is a big difference between the way men and women take that. So we'll save that for just a moment.
You know, there's a theory based in communication about this breakdown in texting, and I've put the two together.
This sounds deep.
Oh, this is good stuff. In communication, you have half-duplex type communication.
You have what?
Half-duplex. It's like a walkie-talkie. I talk, then you talk.
Okay.
Then you've got full-duplex, which is a telephone.
What is duplex?
It's a physics thing.
Okay. Okay.
Full-duplex means we can talk freely back and forth.
Okay. I don't know if I'm following this, but go ahead.
Simplex communication is like a radio station. It goes one way. I can only talk out to you. But here's what I've come up with. Faulty half-duplex is texting. No verbal. It's delayed. It's rehearsed and disingenuous because you may think one thing, but then erase it and type the next to help craft what you're trying to say. And you receive no feedback.
Okay,
well, the feedback is delayed anyway.
I'm not sure I followed the physics on that.
It's
now, you have to understand, people,
duplex.
That Chris is an engineer. So
that's right. Put that in your blog for this week, and we'll talk about faulty
half-duplex.
You can write that blog on the duplex.
That's right. I was thinking housing when you said duplex.
It's a condo. That's right.
I had a different picture in my mind. Sorry.
Well, speaking of the blog, it's at myfaithradio.com. You can go there every week and pick up some content from the program that was discussed this week. Also, this is mentioned in We Need to Talk, the latest book from Dr. Linda Mental. We will be right back.
As long as we've been married,
I think it hurts it.
It hurts it because it's not that one-on-one. I mean, we text a lot, but it is. You don't have that one-on-one.
Hey, it's Dr. Linda Mental from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show, here on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Radio. Join the conversation for our shows by commenting on questions and show topics posted on social media. Go to myfaithradio.com, click on my show, and leave your comments in the comment box. Or click on one of the social media icons and leave your comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Texting hurts most relationships in the world today. And I'll tell you why. Because men get a little too brave. Maybe, you know, say something they wouldn't in person. Ladies might get annoyed with the guy.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about texting. Does it help or hurt your romantic relationship? And Chris, I have a crazy story, and this is one of the cons of texting, is that I've been saying it over and over, but I want to really bring that home about when you text, that written communication is there forever. So this was a few years ago, and I was asked by MSNBC to comment on a story about a woman who killed her husband. I mean, it was a very serious story. But what happened is she was texting the hitman to do it. And the cops found the text and arrested her as a result of that. So there's somebody who was having a terrible relationship with her husband, used texting in a very inappropriate way, but that was written communication that was always there. That's not a smart idea to think about. How can that text be used in the future? If one person is using it to flirt or to keep secrets, and the other reads the text messages, the relationship could end or could be seriously damaged. I mean, that's the way we're going to apply that written communication to everyday relationships.
It would be hard to recover from, hey, honey, I saw the text where you hired a hitman.
That relationship probably would not have lasted even if something terrible didn't happen. But that's a really crazy story.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And, you know, they asked me to comment on that. They were saying, is this a problem of mental illness? I said, really, this is a problem of stupidity.
Stupidity, right.
Why would you write that onto a text? But, yeah.
Sue says, if you're trying to solve problems, don't use it.
And that's what women do. We just went through that gender thing where women use texting to solve problems. But we already talked about why men don't respond to that too well.
We're talking about the negative aspects now in this part of the program of texting and how it affects your relationship. Norm says, depends. Are they texting during a date instead of talking to each other, which we have seen that.
Oh, you see that all the time when you're out.
Texting each other while away or together. It could set the tone for the entire relationship.
Yeah. If you see two people that are dating and they're texting while they're out at a date and they're not talking to each other, it's probably a red flag for what's going to happen further in the relationship, right?
It seems like it's the stereotypical old couple that just shows up and, and doesn't speak to each other. Now we see young people doing
That's right.
because they're on their phone.
Right. So it doesn't deepen a relationship that has to have the old-fashioned face-to-face. Texting can keep you in touch, all the good things we said, but it certainly will not deepen a relationship.
John says it's too easy to misinterpret what is said. He says he would be careful.
I think that's one of the biggest cons. Because you can't read tone, you can't read the way the person's nonverbal is with a text, you do have that tendency to do that. Now, let me just say something about the gender difference, because I want to get this in before the show ends. Men who texted more often in general, they report lower relationship quality. So the women who are texting more say it brings happiness and satisfaction. The men who text more say that it lowers their relationship quality. So the researchers are only speculating on this, why this is, but they suspect that as men disconnect from a relationship or consider a breakup, they replace face-to-face interaction with less intimate communication, and they do that in the form of texting. So men use texting to disengage, and women are trying to connect. So we've got two opposite things going on here.
Wow.
Here's the other one that really bothers me. When people use texting to tell someone bad news, if you've had a death in the family or there's a breakup or there's an illness or something really serious, I really believe that's something you have to do in person and that texting is really inappropriate.
That would be a sign of someone who just has no tact.
I can't tell you the number of people who have had a breakup over texting, and I really think the person lacks a lot of courage. And then one of the other ones that we haven't had much time to talk about, if you do too much texting, a lot of times it feels like stalking. And you don't want to appear too eager in a romantic relationship. You don't want to be too intense, and you don't want to be insensitive to a person's space and time. So if you're texting too much, that could be a red flag for neediness or overdependence in a relationship.
Right.
Texting while you're not thinking about it because you're drinking is another one that gets a lot of people in trouble.
Right.
Or when you're very angry. I have a blog on my website that says if you e-vent. Mm-hmm. So if you're using texting or emails to vent your anger, nothing good is going to come from that. You're just really going to get in trouble.
This next one gets me in trouble every time. Go for it.
When you're trying to be funny, but the person doesn't know how to take it. You've talked about this before on our show, that people don't get your humor all the time.
Right.
And that they can misinterpret it. So maybe the jokes are better in person.
Well, it goes back to the thing. It seems like there's a pattern with men that we like the face-to-face interaction.
And I think one that you brought up earlier, Chris, was that a person can edit messages. You talked about that a little bit. You alluded to that anyway. So they're not always real indications of how somebody thinks or how somebody's reacting instinctively. So this can give a false impression in a relationship. You really do have to see the person in real time to determine if their texting lines up with how they converse and how they react to things. So let's just sum it up, because I know we don't have a lot of time. So like anything, texting can help or hurt your relationship depending on how it's used. Here's my big advice: think before you type. And if you're with someone, use those moments to actually chat and to laugh and to have real time with a person. Take a break from information overload and really try to enjoy the person face to face. Texting is a tool that we can use to maintain or stay in contact, express our emotions, but not to deepen a relationship. Like most tools and technology, texting can be used in a good way and in a not so good way. Based on these pros and cons, you decide if texting is going to hurt or help your relationship. And then ask yourself, is it time for a little more face-to-face communication?
Probably so.
Probably so. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So many thanks to our engineer, Jamie Hall, to our man on the street, Derek Battle, and thanks, of course, to my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation.
TTYL.
And he said he was going to text his wife some love things. From all of us here at Faith Radio, talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's just better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.